Hello and welcome to Artists Soar. This is a podcast for artists by three artists. We discuss all aspects of being artists, the good, the bad, and the ugly. The goal of each podcast is to provide solutions so artists can focus on their creativity and soar above. I'm Rachel Harshenko.
Jules McCullough.
Stephanie Weaver.
A Girl Has No Name, Game of Thrones. This is ArtBS, Business Solutions for Artists. And today we're going to talk about what is in a name. And this has a really, really good story, Julie. So can you tell us a little bit about your name?
So my married name is Julie McCullough. And I have struggled for several years. And the way I found out that this was going to be a struggle was it started out with just people not being able to spell McCullough. They wanted to spell it like the chainsaw, and it's not spelled the same way as the chainsaw.
I didn't know there was a chainsaw.
Yes.
Okay. I didn't either.
And then So I used to do commercial interiors work, and I'm sitting around a table with some developers in real estate brokers, all happened to be men because at that point in time, it was a male-dominated field.
Of course, this is a man who is about to tell you this.
So we're waiting on a man to come and show up for the meeting before we get started. And, you know, the internet was new and somebody started talking about how they Googled their name. And so then we all sat around the table Googling each other's names. And what pops up? But a porn star. Not even her acting pictures show up. Her porn pictures show up because this is before, you know, any businesses had any sort of firewall or protections in place.
So you Googled Julie McCullough.
And it wasn't on my computer because we didn't all carry laptops then. It was on one of the other guys' computers. And he was like, is this really you? And I'm like,
So Julie McCullough.
Let me see.
The cute little blonde girl from Growing Pains.
Yes. Was a Playboy bunny and porn star.
And is OMG.
Yes. So turning about 50 shades of red, like I don't think I could have ever been any redder, about ready to pee my pants. I have to explain to these, you know, some of these guys are millionaires. They're investing millions of dollars into these developments. You know, they're big wigs. I'm just this little interior designer out there in the world.
That's apparently a porn star on the side.
Would this help me get a job? Because if so, it could be me, but if not, that's not me.
No. So that was the embarrassing way that I found out that Julie McCullough, was, I don't know.
You can still Google.
Yeah.
I'm a little afraid to do that on my computer here.
Well, as we're also finding out, some of these routers have built-in protections because we've been blocked from a few websites at home, and come to find out it's actually the router company that's blocking it, not our parental controls.
Interesting.
Anyways, that's a whole nother topic. But so at that point in time, I was still Julie Stone McCullough. And, you know, here I am newly married, going by McCullough. Do I want to drop the stone? But then when we moved to Huntsville, I dropped the stone.
Do I want to drop the stone?
Yeah. Sorry. How do you spell that? R-O-C-K. Yes, when people ask how to spell stone, that's the response, because I can just be a little smartass sometimes. So then I'm, you know, developing this art business, and what do I call myself? Because obviously Julie McCullough isn't going to work, because if anyone Googles me, they're not going to come up with me anytime soon. And, you know, I'm going to be on page 90.
Yes, because technically Julie McCullough,
the porn star is going to rank.
She's still an artist.
Right.
So even if you type in that,
but you could still get her.
Yeah.
And so this past year, after my mom died, my nickname was always Jules growing up. So I've picked back up Jules McCullough. The studio is called Julie M Studios. And the other night, the other week, my husband was like, he was telling somebody where to find me at. And then they asked, well, what does she do? Because he's telling me my name needs to say what I do. And here starts this whole debate again of crap.
What do I call myself?
What do I call myself? Because you will see me use a logo that says Jules McCullough. And you will also see me use a logo that's Julie M Studios, which is my DBA. So when you're looking for a name, never in a million years did I think that I had to compete with a porn star.
Sorry. That really does suck.
Yeah. It's really hard.
It really does.
Because now I'm having to tag and hashtag Jules McCullough and Julie McCullough in everything that I do. In hopes that I can come up in the rankings. And I have noticed it does help some.
But I do like Julie M Studios.
And I do like Julie M Studios, but my husband had a point. Like, it doesn't really say what I do.
It could say Julie M Art Studios.
Yeah, that's what he said. And then that gets long.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not
pretty. I said what John said. Oh, my God.
Yes. He's like, you need art or design or something in there. And I'm like, well, if you look at my logo...
Yeah,
it says art, illustration, design, you know, like, yeah. I mean, it does say what I do when you see your logo. But I see his point. If you're just telling somebody, oh, my wife has a studio at Low Mill, go check her out. Oh, what's her studio name? Julie M Studios. Oh, what exactly does she do?
But most artists go
by their names.
Yeah, they go by their names.
Which is why I've started tagging some stuff with just Julie M or Jules McCullough. Mm-hmm. Because as a licensed artist, I'd rather be known as Jules McCullough. I definitely don't want to be known as Julie McCullough. And when I moved to Huntsville, I don't know, 14, 15, 16 years ago, I dropped the stone at that point because that was just way too much to say. Because McCullough is long enough. So it's like, okay. So what do you all decide on a name? You know, as do you go by your own name, which I know, Stephanie, you do.
I feel like you can, though.
He hauled around on because I was worried about, you know, stalker type things.
Right.
Yeah.
But I don't think that a lot of people put like Stephanie Weaver art, oil artist, pet portrait.
That's way too long. Well, and plus, like, if you look at what all you do, you know, Jules McCullough, you're not limited to just one thing.
Exactly.
You do resin, you do acrylic, you do watercolor, you do digital
media. Right.
I mean, you are an artist and
I'm a multimedia. Yeah.
So why not use your name? You just have a little additional challenge with the name.
Right. And so like what I told my husband was, well, you know, that's why it says studios. When most people hear the name studios in a business name, they know it's something with a creative. Mm-hmm. You're not going to go to Julie M Studios and expect it to be a train shop. You know, you're not going to call a train shop a studio, and you have recording studio, filming studio, creative. Right. And that was my reasoning behind Julie M Studios, because it did mean something creative. And if I wanted to branch out into different types of media, I could do that very easily. Like, we do web design, and I just kind of follow that under the whole umbrella of Julie McCullough, you know?
Right.
And so picking a name is a challenge, and never would I have thought I would have to give advice to somebody, let alone myself, that there could be a porn star out there.
Yeah.
That's named after you, or you're named after, because I think she's actually older than me. But, you know.
That makes me feel old.
I know. It makes me feel really old, too. But if you think about it, I was like younger than her, I think, when she was on TV.
Yeah.
I was trying to think when this actually showed.
85.
1985 to 1992.
Yeah, so I would have been a couple years younger than her,
I was younger, too.
But anyways, it's just another thing to consider when you're trying to think of a name. So how do you come up with a name? I know when we originally came up with your name, Rachel, we went round and round. I'm like, okay, what encompasses everything that she does? Mm-hmm. Which is why you have the 360 in there.
Right. First.
Social media 360?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And what's the, you know, you've got an Etsy shop, BB...
BB Studio. Yeah. I think it's BB Art Studios.
Yes.
BB Art Studio.
Right. I think it's single.
Yeah.
And that was the other thing I was going to bring up. You may have the name picked out. You've Googled. Make sure you're not a porn star.
Sorry, I'm going to Google every time. I'm like seven. I don't know.
Sorry. I mean, like, I would never have thought to.
I know, right?
But maybe Google. Your name is not a bad idea. So you get everything picked out and you've got a website or you got this. And then you go to Etsy and that name is taken.
Right.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So you've got, what do you do?
And see, my Etsy, now the one that I'm promoting is Peacock Blue Art. It's nothing to do with my name because I went with something per Stephanie's suggestion that was keyword relatable.
Right. SEO. It's all SEO based on that one.
Yeah. And so, you know, because blue art was already taken. So I was like, oh, well, I like peacock blue or turquoise. So I'll just go with peacock blue art because the blue art is always.
That's where that came from. I thought peacock because you like peacocks, but it is a color of a blue.
It's a blue.
Yes, it's actually a blue.
I'm so pretty.
And it's kind of a turquoisey blue. So, you know, there's a story behind every name, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
But what? Okay, so we really haven't answered the question. What do you do? Okay, so you are set. You've got it down. And then you go to Etsy or whatever, and you're like, well, crap, that's taken.
Well, with
and then they give you suggestions, but like, do you take those? Or I mean, like, do you try and come up with it? What do you suggest?
With Etsy, you definitely want to do it SEO based. So you look up, you know, what niche are you trying to solve or serve? And, you know, you can use your name. But you can also do, like, if you're selling digital downloads, maybe you want to sell your art store name, your Etsy store name to be, you know, Weaver's Digital Downloads. Right. You want that in the name. But that one's all SEO based. But if you're going with a domain, I would recommend, using your name as best as you can.
Right.
Because you are... The only you.
Right.
And unless someone
and it's like
a porn star.
Well, it's like Thomas Kincaid. You go to thomaskincaid.com. You go to andrewtischler.com. You go to julietmeeks.com. You go to, you know, those are the artists and their names.
Right.
And that's what you're trying to do is make a name for yourself because you are the brand.
But if you have a complicated last name like McCullough, I didn't want to do juliemccullough.com. And not even because of the porn star thing. It was just.
Is it too late to switch to Stone?
I think it is. I mean, no one knows me as Stone anymore.
Stone is so rock solid. I like it.
I know.
It is.
I know. I'm kicking myself. I mean, that's Stone still my art. Middle name.
Yeah. Art Stone, you know, whatever. Yeah.
But.
Stone Artist.
You know, I've been Julia M. Studio for several years now, so.
Yeah.
You know, I think it definitely needs to be your name from a domain standpoint. But if you can get any sort of SEO keyword in there, I think it's good. Even if it's a very broad keyword like art, but at least it says something about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what if you have a last name like mine? Harshenko. Nobody knows how to spell it. Nobody knows how to pronounce it. Nobody knows anything. They don't even start out with the correct spell. I mean, they're like, does that start with A? Did you say R? What is it? And I'm like,
no. Siri says it's Harshenko.
Yes, Siri does.
Harshenko.
Yeah. Harshenko.
And it is probably a hard CH. It probably should be Harshenko. Harshenko. It's probably with an E-N-K-O. But anyway, it's just gotten misspelled because they came through Montreal and people just wrote down whatever.
Huh. Well, and it's kind of the same thing for you, though, too. I mean, as me, from a spelling standpoint, no one can ever spell
it. Nobody can do it.
Mm-mm. And I mean, half the people can't pronounce McCullough either. So you've got to go with something that's easy and relatable. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just like, you know, my youngest, poor Catherine. No one knows how to spell Catherine the way.
Because it's with a K and a Y.
Right. And there's five different ways to spell Catherine. So
And my daughter has Emma Catherine with a C.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
T-H-I-N-E.
And see, I had an aunt with a C and an aunt with a K.
Yeah.
And one was Kathleen and one was Catherine, but they both went by Kathy, but one was with a C and one was with a K.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why? You also spell Catherine R-I-N-E and Catherine with a Y.
Yes.
R-Y-N.
Yeah.
Wow. You guys are complicated.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah. If you have a name, last or first, that could be easily misspelled.
Yeah.
Then you really got to think through of, you know, how do I get over that barrier of not having to deal, to have a short URL and not having to deal with all the misspellings.
Right. Because you want it. Okay. Here's an idea. QR code on your business card.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the only, I mean, just QR code it and bypass everything.
Like, yeah. If you can't come up with something.
Yeah. Here's my link.
Yeah.
But using initials, adding studios, art, artist, you know, maybe you're watercolorist, you know, rachelwatercolorist.com or, you know, whatever mm-hmm. it might be that you're trying to do, coming up with a name that meets all this criteria is not easy.
Mm-mm.
And then even if you've been in business for a long time, you may still run into issues later when somebody's like, mm-hmm. hey, what exactly do you do?
Because you're not guaranteed that there won't be a Stephanie Weaver that turns into a porn star.
Yeah, I hope not. I know there's a nutritionist, there's a lawyer, and there's a TV person. So far. Oh, and an author. Yeah.
I mean, normally if you're going to be a porn star, you change your name.
Yeah.
Well, that may be her like change name.
Montana.
That's what we don't know.
Something.
Well, I got a question. So there's actually a member in the community that has a stalker. And so she's trying to figure out what to name herself.
I would name.
I wouldn't name myself then.
Yeah. I would name myself something that, you know, maybe I had
a bluebird artist or something.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Or something that she used to go by mm-hmm. or some play on words.
See, I wouldn't even do that.
So
I've very generic.
I've got a relative that is a detective
mm-hmm.
and he's on Facebook as a private account, but he had to change. He did a play on words on his last name and a play on the spelling of his first name. And so when he made these changes, I was like, who is this person? I don't know XYZ person.
Yeah.
And I can't use his example for his right. real last name and his fake last name. But, you know, it's like Stephanie, if you had a stalker, you could go by your middle name and Weber.
Yeah,
Weber
is constantly said with Weaver.
So
that would be the thing, just to go with the persona.
Exactly, mm-hmm. which is what most, you know, actors and actresses persona. Do.
Do you think, I mean, I feel like this is especially a problem for women.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I mm-hmm. agree.
And women artists.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah. And then just don't say where you really live.
Yeah.
You know, say you live in California, if you live in New York. And, you know, post about your art, not about your surroundings and stuff like that.
Yeah. It stinks that she's having to go through that.
Yeah.
But, you know.
But, I mean, it could happen to any of us, could have a stalker and have to deal with that as well.
Well, I remember when I first got into blogging and I was going through all sorts of names and I was like, what was I? Allartful.com. I tried that one for a little bit. Tried grinninglikeanidiot.com. Cause, you know, that's me. And
that's a good one.
But I never once used my name and I never used my kids' names.
Mm-hmm.
And because I was always worried about them.
Right.
Getting targeted. And I think we're all still pretty careful about using our kids. And but then at the same time, when you follow all these marketing experts, mm-hmm. the marketing experts are telling you, okay, well, share your personal Facebook page because people are relating to you as a person.
Right.
So then you got to be a little more extra careful. Mm-hmm. If you go to my personal Facebook page, I hardly show anything that's really going on with my family.
Yeah.
Well, in that case, I feel like you need to have a public Facebook page that's generic, like mm-hmm. me. Okay, mm-hmm. here's some stuff about me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here's my studio. Here's this. Here's that. Maybe not like I live in Huntsville and here's my address.
So is that your business page or is that your,
that would be
you would have like a secondary personal page.
Your persona page. Yeah. Oh.
But it's you.
Yeah.
And then have a private personal.
Right. Like my Facebook page is private. So yeah. Somebody has to ask to see stuff on it.
Can you have two personal pages under the same email address?
No, it has to be a different email.
It would be okay. A different, but oh my gosh, just a Gmail.
Just a Gmail?
Yeah.
Just like persona at
gmail.com. Which wouldn't be a bad idea because that way, even with the fan page, you want more than one admin on the fan page so that in case you get locked out, you can still keep going.
Yeah.
And it's then, not bad. But that's, I mean, and that way you are being open to your clients and your customers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're right. You are buying into them. Mm-hmm. But there's a point where you're like, you do want to draw that line and have some stuff mm-hmm. really personal.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just
I don't think everything has to be out on social media.
No. Yeah. And even like on our private page. So I have a private Facebook page for family, really. Uh-huh. But I try not to post about the kid's birthday on their birthday.
Right.
No. I try not to say their age.
See, I don't do that just because I'm lazy. But yeah.
But, you know.
Well, and I did that. So I just posted pictures from Jamaica that we went to for our anniversary, mm-hmm. which is last month. Mm-hmm. But I just posted one pic and I didn't do. And at first, when Facebook came out, I was like all about it. Like, oh, wow, look at our fun party.
Look what I'm eating.
Yeah.
You know, or just fun things. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, and now I'm like much more cautious. Like, I'll do a delay posting.
Yeah.
Well, like Paris, I posted about Paris on my Instagram account, but on my Facebook,
you didn't.
I didn't until I came back. And when I was there too on Instagram, it was only in the stories. It wasn't actually in the post itself. So it could confuse somebody a little bit of knowing exactly where I am. But now if all of us were away from the house, I wouldn't have done even the stories on Instagram. Mm.
Very good.
Because Instagram is public because it's a business page.
This has gone from
what's your name to
protecting yourself.
Yeah.
Because there is a little bit, it does cross over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is also something I thought about when I was naming what I was naming because I didn't necessarily want people to know that Julie McCullough lived in Huntsville, Alabama with X number of kids and a dog and this, that, and the other thing.
Mm-hmm. So do you think we're being overcautious?
I think we're not cautious enough, actually.
And I think you can't, nowadays, I don't think you can ever be cautious enough. But I think if you're aware and you're taking certain precautions, then you're doing better than nothing.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, artists, they have their public page and that's it. Like you don't see their private stuff. And I'm like, is it really worth that putting that out there? And I'm wondering, you know, do we really need to do that?
Well, so I know with Facebook, on your personal profile page, you can actually segment out who like your family and friends are. You create like a list. I forget. I might be able to show you how to do this on the on my page, but you can create a sub list and you can just share with that list.
Right.
And that way nobody else can actually see that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that might be a good way to control it a little bit and still have that front facing.
I guess my deeper question is if someone is interested in you and your art, do they really care about what I had for breakfast or where I live if I'm posting my latest work on my homepage or I'm just voicing an opinion? Like, what do they really care is my question, I guess.
I think it depends on how much you are of interest to them type of thing. Because, for example, I got a post, a comment on one of my posts. I'm like, who is this person? So I click on their face and then I go to view their profile and I take a look at their artwork. Mm-hmm. And really, that's all I'm looking at on their page. But you can go through that if it sparks something in them.
Well, and you never know. So I just watched this episode of Criminal Minds where there was a stalker involved, and the stalker ended up being female against another female because she was jealous of what that female had accomplished in her. She was a scientist, some genetics or something in the storyline, but she was jealous of her because she didn't feel that the stalker girl had a good thesis. And so she had rejected her thesis. And so she didn't get the job at this place. And, you know, that, I mean, as silly as it may sound, but that's scary. Something that could really happen, even as artists, that somebody's jealous of your own successes, you know?
Yeah, that's scary because you can't control other people.
Right. And you can't control how you can react. Work hard to get somewhere.
Yeah.
But you can't control. Maybe you can, but you can't necessarily control if you're successful or not by mainstream picking up on you. Hmm. You know, there if you create designs that you're creating from your heart and you're creating with joy and they pick up and they become viral, you only controlled the working hard to get to that point. You didn't control it going viral. You didn't control that success that was seen or perceived by somebody else. So that brings up a whole nother layer of, you know, how much do you really share?
Well, that's
go ahead.
You go ahead.
I was going to say, so there's like two sides to this. Like there are some artists or actresses or whatever, they're like, oh, they're going to show you how they cook. Mm-hmm. And it's like watching paint dry. And you're like, oh my gosh. You know, you're like, why did I just spend 15 seconds watching this, you know, or whatever. Mm-hmm. And you're like, and that turns, you know, can turn someone off what you post.
Right. So, yeah. I mean, that's true too. Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering like where, you know, again, the question is, do we share? How much do we share? Mm-hmm. Do people really care? Does it make us more approachable? Even though our artwork is out there and we got it on our business page and other people are sharing mm-hmm. it and everything like that. And it's like, okay, so why do we need to follow up?
Hmm. I think it's just a balance too. Yeah. Like how much are you willing to share? Like, personal life is personal life, kids and kids personal. What's going on with my family right now? It's personal.
Right.
And I don't talk about it.
Yeah. Right.
But and like see, the and business even on my, side, I'm good.
Right. And even on my personal page, I don't share a lot about what's going on necessarily, other than I'm trying to share stuff with family. That, you know, because we have family all over the place.
Right.
So, hey, we were here and we did this, but it's always after the fact. But I think there is definitely a demarcation between personal and business. And somebody from the outside can relate to you without you giving up everything.
So when I first started having a really big problem with Facebook mentally, to me, it was, I started flipping it to Fakebook, F-A-K, mm-hmm. fake, because I would see people that I know personally post stuff in a very positive light. And then I know that they're just not that way. So it's Fakebook, but they had it right, I think now, because what they're portraying to the world is, this is the good stuff. This is like my newsletter. My newsletter only touts the good and right, the wonderful and all that.
You don't want to get down in the dirt.
Yeah, the drama, whatever you have going on in your personal life stays on in closed doors.
Yes.
And I think so too.
Yeah.
Same with your kids, all that close those
nobody
doors.
Nobody wants to hear that. Mm-mm. Well, and nobody wants to read it.
When you close the doors, you're protecting yourself from everybody else. And I don't see that as a bad thing.
I don't either. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And I mean, to me, I go to Facebook to see what's going on in my friends and family's lives, to see the good, good. Right.
See the good.
Yeah. And if they mm-hmm. have something bad, then, you know, call me and let's talk about it, you know, let's see what's really going on and talk about that. But let's not post that all to Facebook or Instagram or whatever the platform is that you choose.
Right. I would agree with that.
Yeah. Well, this took a turn.
We went from what's in a name to all this conversation about social media, but it's all related.
It is related.
Because what is, if you are an artist and you're naming yourself, your business name, these are things that you really have to consider.
Right.
So leave us a comment and let us know if you've had any issues with your name, because I don't know. There might be another porn star out there that you're like, oh, no, you just don't even know, girl. So, yeah. We would love to hear about it. Let us know if you've had any issues and just leave it in the comment.
Thanks for listening to Artists Soar,
a podcast for artists by artists. And if you have any questions, feel free to email us at hello@artistsoar.com.
And be sure to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts so that you can get more of us and we can bring in some sponsors to help you and help us.